The Daily Talk Show, episode 582.
Yep.
What's going on, guys?
Hello, Sunday weekend banter.
Gemma Watts.
Hey.
Second time for the year? First time for the year?
Surely not first.
Mr. 97?
For the year it would be first.
Yeah.
Last time was the creek.
Yeah, first time for the year.
Ah, welcome.
Isn't it crazy that there was a time that I was stressed that I was not officially a friend of the show? That's wild.
Now you are the show.
I am.
I don't know.
In my head I am.
I don't know if I told you this, but someone was giving different suggestions around what we could do with the show, and they said, have
Bless
you thought?
Gemma.
No, they said, have you thought about Gemma doing full-time the show?
Oh, you did tell me that. And I was like, yeah, awesome. I've got bloody five other businesses to run.
It does disregard that a little bit.
Yeah, it's probably for the best.
What goes through your mind when we say come on the show?
Ripper. That's the thought process. Not a lot goes through my mind at any given time. You both know this.
Just ripper.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a Red Bull. Yeah. I respect that. I've never bought a Red Bull, but this is the first Red Bull I've ever bought.
Is that true?
Yeah. I just wanted to get fired up.
No, I like it. We're pre-recording this tonight. We have the
This is why I'm dressed
what's
so
it called?
Formally.
What are we at? The ESPY event.
We're speaking at a fundraising event
yes.
for the bushfires.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gemma's headlining.
We're all headlining.
No, I didn't want to say that. You know, it seems a bit wanky if I say it.
Yeah, I'm sitting here in a fucking ball gown. I think we're okay as far as wanky goes.
Well, Tommy did the thing that he did, I think, even before episode 500. Are you laughing because you know what it is?
Oh, no.
What are you laughing about?
Bringing together communities for the Australian bushfire relief.
Yeah, it's exactly word for word what I said.
That's what I said too.
Yeah.
We all said it, Mason.
You missed
it. The ESPY event.
Anyway. The ESPY event. Yeah, anyway.
Technically, the event is done.
Yeah, it was great. Wow, you guys did really such good. A good
yeah,
job.
Yeah, I can't believe that we weren't cancelled.
No one's cancelled at fundraising events.
I liked that joke you made at the start.
Yeah, that was good. Nando's thing went
that
really
was
well.
Really well.
I'm so glad that you didn't bring up the pedophile thing.
I'm glad I didn't either.
We'll get to that on today's episode, though. But you were saying.
Oh, yeah, there was something that you did, Tommy, before. For the show, before EP 500, the live show, and you did it again for this one, and you picked up that you were doing it, and then you tried to correct, and then realised you couldn't.
What was it?
Or maybe you weren't trying to correct.
I don't know.
You were like, now.
Is that the quirks conversation again?
Yeah, no, he said,
what did I say?
Are you you're getting a haircut?
Who to?
Oh. You said that to me.
Yeah, I said that.
But I think that in your head internally, there was a little bit of thing of like, oh, Maybe this could be triggering, and then so you're like, oh, I'm thinking of getting one, and then it was worse because it's like, oh, you're implying that if you're getting one, I should get one, and now we both didn't get one, or did you get one?
I didn't get a haircut.
Good.
Haircuts are so different for boys, aren't they?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Do you have any friend that if you said, oh, are you getting a haircut for an event? Like, oh, are you getting something done for an event? Are you getting a spray tan for an event?
Yeah, I wouldn't say haircut.
They would take it super personally, like it's some lot of like, if I don't, I'm making you look dumb. That's what
you
think,
know,
right?
What? No, I've never thought if any of them would take it personally.
So now maybe you don't have a friend like Josh that will tell you.
Or maybe I'm a shit friend.
I'm worried. I feel like Tommy's whole thing is like, oh man, I don't want to get a haircut and look too good if you're not going to get one. It's like, mate, I'm just doing you a favour. I don't want to like create too much disparity with him.
You know what the problem is?
You shouldn't have said it. No.
Even if I don't, you'll still make up a story about that he didn't get one to make me feel better about myself. Because the other way is I ask you if you're getting a haircut and you're like, are you saying I look dumb? Like, are you saying that I look shit with this?
No, I just thought that I thought you were doing me a favour, being like, hey, bro, just so you know, I'm thinking of getting a haircut. So maybe.
It's so funny how it can be taken like that. Can you tell him what you thought, what you said about the business partner and not wanting.
Oh, you said, I said once, well, it was because you were very obsessed with my diet.
I'm obsessed with your diet.
No one's more obsessed than Josh.
Yeah, it's true.
I never told you off.
He was getting annoyed that I was having dark chocolate in the mornings.
Why were you annoyed?
It's not the dark chocolate
This is why.
It's the conversation, the obsession around the conversation. This is like,
what's the conversation?
Non-stop talk about diets and dieting.
I'm with you on that, 100%.
But I'm more empathetic now. Like, I actually, knowing you more now, I understand where it all comes from.
Well, it was like over a year ago that we had the fight.
And so that doesn't matter. You did say,
and I yelled and said, the reason you're so controlling about my eating is because you don't want a fat business partner.
Also, I was going to say define fight. Was it a fight or a disagreement? But fight.
No, but he said
it's a fight.
And I just thought it was the most outrageous thing I've ever heard, because I've never once thought in my head that I never want a fat. Like, it's an amazing, because I hadn't thought that thought ever.
Which was funny, because
hot people only being friends with other hot people.
Yeah, well, you only have friends that are models, remember?
Yeah.
But no, we
true.
It's funny how even the perception of after I said it, what you thought and what I thought, because I was like, man, those words stood in the air as truth that we both looked at, knowing that Tommy had finally realised how he felt.
Mate.
The way I go with those kind of stories is that if you – because you could easily throw it back on you to go that you even – like, how dare you think that I would even think that? Mm. It's like – can I'm go so late. It's
that,
like
yeah.
It's like, what? I would never think that. And if I didn't say
frankly,
it –
frankly, I'm offended that you think that I would think that.
Yeah. So I found it amusing that you would even think that I think that. Is one of the bit is how I dealt with it, but it was interesting, and it's totally true.
Had any falling out with friends lately?
No, I'm actually being super empathetic in 2020. After
that. Oh, really? Is that your word for the year?
No, my word is Jaeger. No, my word is enjoy, because I feel like I just rushed through everything last year. Like, I haven't celebrated Mechaland, and that was in May. Mm. All these good things happened. And I didn't allow myself time to sit in that and just breathe and be like, give myself a pat on the back.
What does it look like to enjoy something?
Well, I mean, I think...
Mate, watch the video of Josh eating his clinkers.
That's fucking enjoyment. No, my mum would say, you're not enjoying them. You can't possibly enjoy them with how quickly you're eating them.
Well, I said it to one of my girlfriends, and she was like, oh, so, you know, like having a dinner or a party. And I'm like, no, just giving myself, say, a morning off and just sitting.
And so, but if you were to...
And not thinking, I should say not thinking about what the next thing is, because that's what I was doing last year. I got home from Mechaland, and instead of just having a day of reflecting and thinking about how great it was, I'm straight on the phone to my manager like, okay, what are we going to do next?
Next, future.
Yeah.
Future. Mm. Yeah, I mean, it's a habit that's formed. And so how are you going to break that habit? Because you need, I mean, gratitude or some kind of ritual around writing shit down.
I think I'm going to do that 5-minute journal that Pete always raves about.
Alex and Mimi Icon, you know, they're who created that.
And Pete's into it before we had them on the show. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that.
You can also save the cash and just write it on anything.
Yeah, but I really like rituals.
He's the guy that buys everything. Like, you need a brand new textbook before you start a project.
That was so out of character.
Out of character.
I was being a hypocrite. I was just trying to.
Devil's advocate.
As I was saying, I'm like, why don't I saw the words. No, but the reason I think maybe I'm projecting, because I told myself, I'm like, I nearly bought one too. And I was
we should buy some for the business.
$40.
Let's buy three.
Let's buy one and share it.
Is that if we do a minute?
This is perfect. No. Gemma, I have your Amazon gift voucher at home.
Oh, heaven. Excellent.
And so you can.
Where's
you can
get flask? One.
It's at my house as well. It's all good.
Are you inviting me over? Yeah. Yeah. I know where the secret door is. When are you going to fill that pool?
When are we going to fill the pool?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to drain it a little bit more and then. Yeah,
I mean,
fill
summer's
it back up, but
done. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Sorry about the biscuits.
Oh. I actually. Scooty D listened to every episode?
Yes.
I thought so, but I had a call with him the other day. Had a call, it sounds like he's an investor or something. No, I was speaking to him on the phone and...
you had a call with me this morning.
Yeah, exactly. But when I was speaking to him, I just assumed that he'd heard the latest ep, and he's like, oh man, I'm sorry. He was very embarrassed that he hadn't heard it. But yeah, he listens.
I'm not big on shortbread. If anything, you did me a favour.
I love shortbread, so that's good. It's very like. But I like that.
It's very what?
Anyway, back to your gratitude and doing the. Let's get you the journal. Can Mr. 97 buy it with your card, so you don't have to do any admin?
Oh, so I don't have to go to his house. How am I going to get my flask?
He'll bring that.
I can get it sent to my house, and then you can pick it up.
Is this all a rot so that we can use her shipping?
What?
Oh, that's a good point.
That's so fine.
To get free shipping on it.
Yeah.
Strapped.
That's okay. A good point.
If we put it so,
but no, but do we use the gift voucher on your Prime account?
Yeah, we can take this offline if you like.
Yeah.
But anyway, so if you have this, can you start?
I always feel like my
before?
Hair looks great, and then I look at myself with the headphones on. And I'm like, man,
headphones ruins it.
And we can actually get. Eventually, it would be nice for you to have your own pair of in-ear headphones. They do like molding or whatever, and then
the
side
of my face is so much better.
Like Jason PJ.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. Do I don't mind these. I don't have a problem with it, but I've just – it's fine.
You look like a DJ.
I am a DJ. DJ G, what? That was my DJ name in year 12. I didn't just got my makeup, love your microphone. That's I didn't fine. DJ, but I reckon I've told this story on here before.
That's fine.
We used to myself and my friend Michael Patton, who's friends with Hayden Dibb, fuck, it's a small world. Mm. When we were in year 12, we organised year 7s versus teachers' dodgeball to like get the year 7s into like things. The school culture.
Oh, that's nice.
And we would just stand behind two big amplifiers and plug our iPods in and stand there with headphones on that weren't plugged into anything and just do this with our hand and play songs that had already been remixed. And the year 7s were like, whoa, they're such good DJs.
Were you being funny?
Yes, but the year 7s took it very seriously and were like, they're incredible.
So as if
like
that hasn't happened when you wasted within your 20s.
So I've since learned that on New Year's I did a full performance for about 20 filmed. Minutes.
Yeah.
When
you
that,
filmed it?
Yeah. We'll
the whole thing.
Oh, that's the one that's on YouTube, right?
No.
Unlisted YouTube, the one I sent, yes. That's a joke.
It's so funny.
Oh, no, brand damaging for Gemma Watts.
Okay, let's get to the brand damage. That has been done over the last couple of weeks. You've done some damage control.
Oh, okay. So this was it was actually the Daily Talk Show Facebook group that alerted me to it.
Which
don't
is
know if
pumping.
You guys anyone listening who hasn't joined the Daily Talk Show Facebook group.
I hope so, otherwise we've only got 180 listeners.
Yeah. Good luck getting in if you don't know the answers because
there's
people. A pretty big clue in this episode. Yeah.
There's six people who haven't answered the question, so we're just sitting there.
They need to be contacted.
One of them says they live at the Big Sur. I think it's spam.
I'll take spam. If they can answer the questions after you get onto them.
Anyway.
By the way, someone, I screen grabbed it. You'll laugh. Hang on.
No, who will laugh?
Both of you, I think.
Oh, okay. No pressure.
Well.
I always think that's a terrible way to start.
No, it was just someone who like said, Gerald as the Queen Gronk. And they're like, sorry for the spelling.
And that's
I was like,
another
you know
announcement
what?
I'm going to make today.
I was like, it was close enough.
So they're in the UK over the weekend, Saturday evening, our time, a female pedophile, 21 years old, in the UK, was convicted of sexually assaulting, they think, like 50 teenage girls named Gemma Watts.
The pedophile was named Gemma
Watts. Not 50 individuals.
No, not one of the chances. So her name was Gemma Watts, spelt with a G, everything. So that was a fun revelation.
Do you have Google Alerts?
I don't.
You need Google. What are you doing?
Whatever. My photo was like down the bottom, but it's back up towards the top now. Thank Christ. And it's a good photo too.
Was it with the Daily Talk? Or is it the one with the white suit?
I think it's the white suit because that was on Vogue. Don't know if you guys know. I'm on Vogue.
On Vogue, yeah.
So that's, I mean, it's not ideal, but I think it's pretty clear that we're two different people.
I think it's fine because it's the identical name. That then people obviously see the photo.
And you didn't do it. Is,
like, imagine that.
Yeah. Imagine being called Epstein at the moment.
Yeah.
And if you had a family member called Jeffrey.
You wouldn't be thrilled.
You've got to stop fucking eating those in the microphone.
Is it loud?
So loud.
Why isn't anyone saying anything?
Because I've got headphones on. Because you're eating and it's
I thought that it's only my ears.
In your head, yeah.
That's why you can hear it so well. But what are some other names that have been?
I wasn't even trying to be annoying.
I got a few weird Facebook friend requests. Probably should send them off to the cops. Yeah. No one came for me on Twitter. I had a few Instagram comments and DMs being like, are you in jail? And I was like, yeah, I am. Then I got an email, only one. Oh, there were a couple of emails, but one that made me laugh because it was a link to a BBC article. And then the in the body of the email said, you need to let the world know that this isn't you. Gemma Watts is a pedophile. And I just emailed back like, hey, thanks for your concern. I think most people are aware, given that we live on opposite sides of the world, yeah, are different ages and share zero physical similarities.
It's so interesting that like people really think that it's going to be an issue. Like we joke that it's going to be an issue from a brand perspective.
People are still paying me money.
Yeah. Well, the annoying thing about Google Alerts, there's a firefighter in California that's obviously worked his way up to the ranks to the point where he gets to be quoted a lot. So there was a vape pen that exploded.
And then he went out to fight the fire.
And Josh Jansen. No. Like it was just like the obviously.
Comments about this situation.
Yeah, the firefighter. And so it was just Josh Jansen, you know, the firefighter.
Fire Chief Jansen.
Yeah. What a stunning producer.
Fire Chief Jansen.
And so it's very annoying though because he's just, I actually passed it on to John Safran. I'm like, hey, mate, I keep getting notified of this.
What colour do we recommend?
Well, because the vape thing. So, okay.
Oh, yeah, we're doing our first colour clinker.
I reckon I did this on maybe my second episode.
No, first, I think.
Second.
No, because it was on
first
video.
First filming one. Ah.
Yep. I'm going to say pink.
I'm going to say green.
I'm not even hungry, but for the sake
pink, green,
of
yellow.
Either am I.
Here we go. One, two, three.
What did I say?
Green. Oh, you win.
I'm right. You got it. Pretty good.
Okay, that's enough.
You get to eat another lolly, Josh. Oh, they're all yours. What other names have been severely tarnished?
That's not a very fun topic.
Oh, I mean... What's more fun, hearing you eat clinkers
or like Hitler?
That's me.
Hitler. You can't be called Hitler.
Adolf Hitler. Is there any other Hitlers in the world?
Oh, like, you'd just change it straight away.
Wouldn't you change it?
Mm.
You would. I mean, Trump changed his. It wasn't Trump. Can you look up Trump's last name?
That's a fun tidbit.
Donald Trump wasn't Trump. Oh, a Drumpf.
Drumpf.
That's so weird that he lied about something.
The best hat was.
It's almost like he's not an honest guy.
You'll love this. Make Donald Drumpf again.
Oh, that's funny.
It was really funny.
Okay.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Do you consume much of the news?
Yes, I do. Because I watch SNL. That's probably my favourite show. So I need to be across US politics for the SNL jokes to make sense.
It's a big commitment.
That is a huge commitment.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time really deep diving into the Democratic debate. So I knew who all the characters were.
Where though? Because you'd be getting a swayed view if you're just looking at one.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind a swayed view. it goes against what you were saying the other day. But
probably looking at the more progressive view. Like the leftist view will make the jokes funnier.
It does.
Because most of them are attacking guys like Trump and
all of them.
Yeah.
I've done that. You were talking about the other day. Read
New York Times, is that the main one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was that good article 4 days ago today about podcast Facebook groups.
Oh yeah.
Was there?
There was the one in Pete's Facebook group.
Yeah.
The one
that
got posted.
I saw it and I was all ready to send. Yeah, I was on jazz.
What is it? Explain.
Oh, it's just an article about, you know, and Shameless got a mention in it about. We'll just put it in the show notes, but it was about podcasts having Facebook groups and how they're not just for
about podcasts.
Yeah,
it's where the community thrives, like the Gronk Squad. Yeah, I did see Shameless post that.
Mm.
That's not bad.
How can we do a better job with our group?
Oh, you're asking the wrong gal. I haven't started a Go Journal group because I don't want to.
What about
manage it?
But surely there's.
You don't want to manage it.
You're in the group. You see, Derek's very active.
Yes, I don't know. I don't think you need to do
a
much
group.
No. I think a group is a good thing. I'm just not doing it because I'm not a part of any beauty groups on Facebook because I will see like the occasional beauty question pop up in Shameless, and there's so much misinformation, and it just frustrates me so much. So if I was the admin for a group where that conversation was happening, I would just lose my mind.
Does what other groups are thriving? Is there beauty groups that are huge?
Yes. Yeah, the one for the Mamma Mia You Beauty podcast is huge because that's, I mean, I could be wrong, but I feel like their audience is sort of slightly older women that are new to beauty, so they've got a lot of questions.
Isn't it so modern day having the problem of stressed about managing a Facebook
group. Oh, yeah. I mean, it wouldn't have even existed page. Probably 12 months ago.
Page is funnier. Because there's no engagement anymore.
No.
If you're stressed about a likes
so
page.
They were so big when I was in probably year 11 and 12 and people would try to come up with funny things. Mm-hmm. Well, one of my girlfriends did one that went berserk. It was like, oh.
Big tits and guns and shit your missus wouldn't like. There was a page called that.
Great. It, oddly enough, wasn't that one. It was something like, oh, pressing the button on the remote control harder instead of replacing the batteries.
That's a good one.
So true.
And if, it just went nuts.
Could we so come true. Up with our own version of that now? What would be
no, for a page? I think if you tried to for make something go viral, it's not going to go viral.
That's the effort
can
required.
Can we at least like play the game?
Of what? Creating a page, or are you talking about something that you do?
Something like basically like that would have been a great Facebook page.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a likes page.
Have I just spotted a MedMen bag on the shop?
Yeah, yeah. That's the.
I love that you've kept it.
That's the famous MedMen bag.
97's thinking about putting that video on the group. The
Facebook group, yeah.
What is it?
It's a private.
The
Facebook group.
I didn't
is
get
where
through
we're,
it. I hassled you guys for it. Couldn't get through it.
What do you mean?
I got an hour and a half through the video.
Because I mean, you watch more than anybody watched.
Did I?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't know how many people
Queen
have watched
for a reason,
the
baby.
Full 3 hours.
I got drunk and watched probably an hour of it.
I think what
it was way better.
What we need to do is dynamic time codes within the title section.
What's going on?
And you can jump to Josh having a tanty, jump to Mason eating, jump to Tommy hiding gummies. Like, I think it's just like a, what do you call it?
Yeah, there's a lot
like
of
a blurb.
Josh going like.
Not a blurb.
It's not even affecting me.
An index, so you can find the moments. Because then it's just a little choose your own adventure. Mm. The moment it hits
How
Mr. 97.
How good to choose your own adventure.
Oh, it's great fun.
Did you guys do that Black Mirror episode that it was?
No, I've only watched one, which was I think it was the social where I just know that she couldn't get a rental car or whatever or had to get a real shitty one because she didn't have enough points.
Yeah. That's good stuff.
Which that's literally just the Velocity Rewards program. I felt that. Trying to just call him being like, what do you mean I can't get into the fucking lounge?
There was a standalone episode that was a choose your own adventure on Netflix. I did every ending. So it can go for either 15 minutes and you die or it can go for like an hour and a half.
Really?
And you die.
I think the options are either you die or you end up like super unhappy.
Okay. Well, that sounds about right.
Anyone using the internet.
Yeah.
I mean, as the Queen Gronk, have you been following the Royals news?
Yeah, I'm as a staunch monarchist. No, I actually really like the royal family, but I'm all for like, get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
They needed to escape.
All right, there's our pop culture bit.
Yeah.
Next.
Yeah.
No, well, it's interesting. Like, I wonder.
If,
like,
if you've been seeing headlines.
Yeah, I've started to, like, fall into the, ooh, like, what's going on? Ooh. Ooh, they're moving to Canada. Ooh.
I saw something about they're going to make $250 million in the next something years.
Ripper.
But I didn't understand it. So they've left. Can you just do a quick breakdown for people that don't actually.
You can be our royal reporter.
Oh, I mean, I don't want to get anything wrong, but basically the structure of the royal family is that if you are a senior member of the royal family, you have obligations and you have to make public appearances and also you get, I mean, allowance is the wrong word, but you don't work necessarily. If you step away from that, like Prince Philip is no longer like doing royal engagements because he's about 100 and dead. So Harry and Meghan are like, nah, we're probably done.
So the Duchess of York or the Duchess, they get.
The Duchess of York is Fergie, is it not?
So I'm just saying the region, so York, wherever it is, Yorkshire, they get the property tax. From the town.
Yes.
They get all of that.
Oh.
There's this young kid, look it up, Mace. A young kid that just inherited like a inner city, Soho, that all area, inherited
all
that,
the tax.
And he gets all of the tax. He's like an instant hundreds
and so what's the deal?
Like,
has he got a missus?
Not sure.
Mm. Where's the something that you look into?
He's got many.
I mean, the whole royal thing.
I want a royal expert. I had a friend staying, Amy's best mates, the guy who I met Amy, she was travelling with him in Bali when I met her for the first time. Kean, lovely guy, lives over in London and he's like, I've been reading books, like he understands, he's got a grasp. Like
me with
my dad's pretty good on it. Get, on the royalties. Get Bruce Watts on the show.
Dude, I'd love to. Good. It is so layered. Like I was like, why did it even start? And he was answering, I can't even remember the questions. Like, will it ever finish? Like, are they, the Queen actually doesn't have say. Everything goes to her, but she can't say no because it's all like this status thing. She can't be knocking back things that are coming. Some weird thing, like it's
Brucey Watu.
It's all fucking bizarre.
What's the thing called that we went to a referendum to see if we should become independent, or what's that called?
We did.
Yeah.
As in Brexit?
Australia. So it was like to move away from the Commonwealth.
Has that happened? That? I think that's just something that they talk about. When you do the vote compass that you guys talked about the other day.
I'm pretty sure. That's Sebs, one of can the you questions. See that we did it? What's it called? I think we had a referendum sometime in Australia.
And we're still in the Commonwealth.
Yeah. And there was more people that selected Commonwealth.
What's the benefit of leaving the Commonwealth?
Yeah, I don't know.
What's the benefit of leaving?
Can't live in New Zealand for.
I just love the UK, so I'm like, stay as part of it.
Can you find out, Sebs? Surely. And what is that called? Your the independent thing is another word staying with R.
A republic.
Republic. Republic, thank you.
Mm. See? Yeah, you're not good. As silly as she looks. Mm. Wouldn't want to be.
And so all the SNL stuff that you watch.
Mm. Oh,
when
I
did
love
you
it.
Get into SNL?
Oh, high school.
You download it?
It's on Foxtel. But oh, often really? I download it because it's like a week or two late.
You've got Foxtel?
All the jokes don't make sense.
Can we have a viewing at your place when Barefoot Investors documentary comes out?
Yes, we can.
That'd be good.
Yep, we're in it. Do that. Ooh.
Yeah, we're in it.
Well, we don't know if.
Well, you might have got cut.
You're definitely in it, you reckon?
They don't put fat business partners in. Barefoot said it.
I mean, I can make that joke.
Don't you hate that when someone makes the joke about you that you've made?
Yeah, exactly. Hang on. That's my insecurity.
I've never made fat jokes about anyone outside of this.
The circle.
Josh.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's such a wonderful defense mechanism to make a joke about the thing you're insecure about. So then when someone else jumps on it, this is the story of my life.
Yeah.
So annoying.
Nightmare.
Call yourself out. Cancel yourself.
Yeah, control the narrative yourself.
Just cancel yourself. It's all good.
Matter of time.
What else is happening?
Yeah, what's on your mind, Gemma Watts? Like, what is? Like, I know you say not much, but what's on your mind? What's the biggest challenge for you at the moment?
Time management, because my whole thing for this year is that I was going to, like, actually give myself time to enjoy things. Mm. We're 2 weeks into the new year and I have already overcommitted myself. So now my thought process is, why do I keep doing this?
It's probably unpopular thought around time management that it's not managed. Time is time. Mm. It's there. It's 24 hours a day. We don't change it. Prioritization. Mm-hmm. Then that word itself is priority is singular. And when people say, I want to prioritize a bunch of things.
We can only prioritize one thing at a time. And so like with balance, you can never be
when
doing
multiple. What are your priorities? Mm-hmm. What are your priorities? And you list off three. It's like, isn't priority one? Isn't it just an individual?
Yeah, well, I guess you can go in and out of different priorities.
But
but we got to look at them individually at its time. So how do you get better at managing time, if you're going to call it that? Like,
well, the obvious thing is to say no to more things, but I'm already quite good at that. I think I just got a little bit over
you're
it.
Here.
No, but if I
the only
if I
exception,
didn't, yeah. But if I didn't want to pop in, I bloody wouldn't. Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm good at saying no to things, but I just got a bit carried away at the start of the year.
But what about if we look at it as if you – what if you didn't have the thought about worrying about what you need to do in the time? Like if you are – because when you have nothing on, time management is no problem because you're not doing anything. When you were doing lots and when when you're not doing anything, you feel like you should be.
Yeah.
But you're actually doing a lot. And it's contributing to where you're going. So are you actually doing the right stuff?
I believe that I am.
So what if you were to
think I've really streamlined that, but I think, you know what? I think it's that thing with like when you're in school and
you had too much chocolate, don't worry.
I was just trying to eat my clinker.
How are you going, doll?
That's fine.
I think it's that thing when you're in school or in uni and you're like, oh, all of my assignments are due at once. That's how I'm feeling with work at the moment. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'll be right. I'm happy to work.
Yeah. And so what do you do in those moments? Like, what's it – how do you feel control? For me, I like write a list. Into the emails.
Yeah. I write a list of what needs to be done first. What is urgent as opposed to –
yeah.
Yeah.
What about like – there's that whole thing of like don't make other people's emergency – what's that saying, Sevs?
Yeah, don't make other people's emergencies your own.
Yeah. But it's not the exact quote. But there's something in that. Okay. Your emergency is not my emergency. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's it. Unless that person with the emergency is your client you've agreed to get something done by X date.
I just think.
What about deadlines are always hard. Like that's we always say, oh, we're going to get, like, we're optimists. And so we set, like, we want to fit in as much as possible. And so Parkinson's law tells us fill the time that we allocate it to it. So you give yourself a lot of time, it takes that amount of time. You give it a small amount of time.
Yeah, yeah.
So then we give ourselves a small amount of time, so it gets it done really effectively, but then other shit happens and you get another email and other things happen.
Yeah, that's where I'm at right at this moment, because I work way better under pressure. I'm far more productive when I know, okay, deadline is in 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
But then, you know, exactly what you've just said, something else pops up and then you're like, okay.
Well, it's almost like hacking – by making it a short period of time, you're hacking the prioritization.
Yeah.
Because then you have to be single-focused. Yes. You have to put all your energy. It's the splitting of focus which is hard.
Yes.
If we've got one client job, it's a lot easier to do than if we have 10 client jobs in regards to managing.
Yeah, and I also think like Jules Lund says it's got you fired up, has it? It's done what it needed to do.
It's all happening.
Gemma, what's this fired up? Jules Lund – quite sort of high pressure, anxious about his performance. That's come from doing TV where he's like, nail it, he's obsessed about it. But it translates. And so I always – and I said, do you think there's another way of doing this? And his answer may be different now, but I remember him saying, no, because it works, right? Yeah. So when the problem with it though is because I spoke to Craig Harper about it and we're just discussing that mindset people have of like, I've done it this way, it works that way. But it doesn't always have to be. Like the reality is it doesn't have to be the crazy pressure on yourself.
Yeah.
You just think it is the way that you need to do it because it works.
Yeah.
And so it's the only way you've done it as well. Yeah.
And we talk about like batching emails and meetings and shit. Mm-hmm. And so if you actually did that, we just never give this stuff enough time. Like this week I did one day where I kind of like consolidated my efforts and shot out 20 and had 20 emails with conversations and got a bunch of good stuff out of it. And I was thinking, what if there was one day of the week? That doesn't mean you don't get back to people, but you create the snowball on one day that then next week I'm doing the snowball again, trying to build the snowball to roll.
Well, you need to pick it up. Like, because I find that sometimes I'll have those really effective days and I'll get back to people that's like, oh my God, like I go down to the bottom of my inbox. I'm like, oh, there's an email from like 3 months ago. I'm going to write back to them. I do this really big apologetic, like, I'm so sorry about this. I'm getting back to it. And then they get back to me and then I don't get back straight away.
See, emails I'm good on.
Oh, okay.
But it just doesn't seem like a big time thing for me.
Well, I think there's a difference in freelance business or your own business.
Yeah.
That you're spending time doing relationship building over email and chasing up and trying to get clients. And so when you have a job going, it makes sense. You just get back. It's like the project's there.
You're good, mate.
I'm actually no more clinkers. He's annoying me.
But I think what's helped me with that is having a manager, because that's given, like if something Instagram related or something to do with the blog rolls in, I just forward it on to her or reply but CC her in and then it's out of my hands. And that's given me way more time to focus on the creative business and the podcast.
Are you getting sponsorship for your podcast?
Yeah, yeah. We monetized it probably 6 months ago.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
What do you think the trends are for 2020?
You want to ask more specific questions?
Beauty trends.
Yeah. Talk to you.
Like what is the big eyeshadow?
Blue? I don't know. I'm not actually very good on trends. I'm more on like products.
Sure.
Because I'm more fascinated by like the science of things and what works and what doesn't.
Is it really changing that much?
Yes. Yeah.
Like what?
Hugely. Well, tech is a huge part of beauty now.
So there's like the Foreo stuff where you're like, but what about like the foundation that you wore 5 years ago? Well, is it actually different?
I mean, brands are working out, say, ingredients that work in skincare and then putting them into makeup products. And then you've got color cosmetics with the benefits of skincare. But then there are ways because certain molecules don't work together. So there are scientific breakthroughs that allow those things to work.
So it's aesthetic. So it's combining aesthetic with like actual utilitarian.
With active ingredients. Yeah.
Is there more garbage?
Yes. Yeah. It's an exciting time for niche beauty brands because you can pretty much launch anything now thanks to Instagram.
And quickly.
Yes. But I also think if your product's crap, yes, you can make a ton of money quickly if your marketing strategy is good and, you know, maybe you've seeded it out to the right people, but then those people aren't going to make a repeat purchase. So you make a ton on the first purchase, but they're not going to come back unless the product's good.
What about like saturation? So things like Frank Body's scrub, they were first, I don't know if they were first, they did, probably definitely weren't first to market, but first to scale to the size they were. And so they captured that.
Yeah.
Because it's as if people weren't doing some kind of a scrub that involved coffee. They just packaged it and made this beautiful brand. So they win.
Well, they were the first to capitalize on social media.
Is people say look for the gap in the market. Is there gaps, anything that you can see within the beauty industry?
None that I have seen, because if I saw one, I would be launching something.
Yeah, it would, like would be on your yacht.
Yeah.
I've
had these conversations with product developers. There are ample opportunities for me to either collaborate with a brand or launch my own brand, but I just don't like to do things for the sake of doing the thing.
What would be a product that you would potentially, like what category do you think?
It wouldn't be anything to do with like eye makeup because I just don't care about it. It would be something skin. Mm-hmm. Even if it wasn't skincare, it would be like complexion. So the foundation highlighter.
Have you seen Tanya Hennessy's range?
No, I haven't.
So Tanya Hennessy, who's on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here at the moment. I think it's called Bread. It's all different shades of bread colour. Like it's a.
Sure.
She's done a collaboration. Mr. Sevs, can you look that up?
The carb collection.
The carb collection. Okay. That's funny. It's funny as fuck. Well done, Teddy.
Yeah. That's on brand.
But I mean,
But mine would have to be something about skin because Glow Journal's all about glowing.
But then does it have to be niche or like different?
Yeah, because otherwise, what's the point, I think?
I think the point is that you can be the C brand. You don't have to be an A brand. Like,
I don't
being
want that.
Number two is pretty fucking good. You don't have to, like.
Yeah, but if you're just copying something that exists already, I don't
think. Be the Pepsi.
I never want to be the Pepsi. Don't
like
Pepsi.
You're not a Pepsi fan? Pepsi
I don't have a problem with Pepsi, but I just don't want my name on a product that is not, like, original.
Mm-hmm. It's hard, though, because what's original?
Well, I think in the beauty space, people will call out anything that's unoriginal.
If you copy,
you probably don't realize because you're not like a beauty consumer. But if you're pumping something out,
that's fact.
What highlighter have you got on?
Blend 43.
That's coffee. That's Nescafe. Yeah,
that was a good.
Yeah, it's a coffee shade. No, but then so what about
good.
What about you building your brand, and it becomes big enough that people want to have a product that you've put your name to.
But I don't think they're going to unless it's something new.
What do you think about dry shampoo? I had dry shampoo.
It's the best.
So the one concern Brie doesn't like me using it because it leaves a film on the in the bathroom.
Dude, I think you're not allowed in the bathroom. The guy can't shave, can't use dry shampoo. Do you need to start using this one?
Brie says it creates dust. She's pretty full on when it comes to dust. And so, but I also wonder about the long-term effects of using dry shampoo. Is it good?
Cancelled.
Yeah. From a scalp health point of view.
I have no idea. I think it's fine. I use it all the time and I've got.
Like every second day?
I don't know. My hair doesn't really get oily.
What the fuck are we worried about?
What am I worried about?
Like folliculitis. There it is. Yeah.
Like people have been using this shit forever.
Dry shampoo.
Gel, hair gels.
Well, people used to use talcum powder before you could just buy a dry shampoo in a can.
Okay.
It's just like, are we worried more about it? Like, who do you know that has
got
something from using spray on deodorant? Like, what is the real, like when we talk about natural stuff, Who in this world, can you look at, I mean, you'll probably find some niche article.
Yeah, but that's niche. That's exactly what it is. If you want to believe, oh, this dry shampoo is, you know, going to ruin my scalp, you're Googling, is dry shampoo going to ruin my scalp? And you will find something if you look hard enough.
You will find the one person that it's ruined their scalp.
You will find an opinion that aligns with yours if you look for it.
I would be the guy, you know? Like, if anyone was going to get their scalp ruined through dry shampoo,
but then it could be any number of factors.
Yeah. No, that's true. Yeah, I've just been thinking about it a bit. Like, I wonder whether it do you find that it's better for you than washing your hair? Like, if I, because I have to wash
my
hair every day.
For your scalp, yes, it is.
Okay.
Because if you wash your hair too much, you're stripping the scalp of its natural oils.
And what does the dry one do?
The dry one. Thing? No, the dry one kind of soaks up the excess.
Ah,
because
okay,
it's not really, yeah.
I could use it
That's
all the time.
That's my understanding of it.
I feel like my hair, like it would
get
very dusty.
You'd smell.
Mm. But it smells it's good.
Wash your scone, son.
Still,
but I do, but I'm just like,
you do need to wash your scalp, but overwashing it. It's the same as overwashing your face or like scrubbing.
Do you scrub your hair like with nothing and water?
I actually have a scalp scrub. Christoph Robotic.
I use a comb. The barber gave me like a one of those circular combs.
So that's the only thing you do in the shower?
And it's a, what does that mean?
Like, but do you wet your head under and just scrub it back and forth?
Is this like that thing last year that people were talking about? Do you wash your legs in the shower or not?
Yeah, sometimes if I get down there.
Well, it just naturally, the soap makes
that's
its way there.
That's what people say.
I
reckon we had this conversation.
No, we
don't. I shower with Bodie quite a bit. It's much easier now than making him a bath. He just jumps in with me.
Yeah.
I wash my legs. You've got to maintain the
tan. It's hard when you get extra.
And so what does that mean? What does it mean to what? Like, do you use a loofah? Do you have a loofah?
No, I just use, if I have to shave, I use a bar soap, but I usually just use body lotion and hands.
Does your shower have a squeegee or no?
It does.
So don't let Josh near.
No.
How often do you squeeze it down?
And do you squeeze it down?
I don't.
Yeah, so this is the thing.
What's the point of having it?
I think there is a bunch of dormant squeegees
Dad does.
Out there that could be put to good use.
I know.
So anyway. Are you having a few drinks tonight before you host the thing or before you do your bit?
I might have a bubbles. I like a bubbles before hosting.
It just makes it sound cute.
That's me, just a cute gal. No, just a gentle, delicate flower.
Have you come up with any joke? We were talking about.
No, I just don't think you should script a joke.
No. Yeah.
Just let it happen.
He goes into bit mode.
I think the Nando's one is funny for the Daily Talk Show audience, but you must keep in mind there's also a Glow Journal audience and a Lady Brains audience.
Which is perfect because it's the thing you do. I want it to be the tick for Josh. It's his quirky every episode.
So you don't, Glow Journal audience is ready?
No, I think
the
they'll
Nando's
interact.
Thing.
I think they'll be team players.
I think
and put
the
their
Maguire family is not ready for it. I think Jill and Bruce would think it was funny, but the cousins
and stuff. Can you just let them know Josh does some fun stuff?
They actually don't because it's
no,
like saying
then they'll
you guys will find
like
this
it.
Really funny. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. We didn't laugh at the thing you said. No. I can't even remember the thing you said. It was so unimpressive.
Okay. So, no, because we're just.
What did you say that you said you guys will think this is really funny?
I have no recollection.
Yeah, I've lost it. Do you
actually
remember
don't know how I got
when
here.
When did you say it?
Oh, he didn't even hear it.
On the show.
You prefaced
you
with this
now.
Will be funny.
Oh, yeah. No, it was the spelling of Gemma on the Facebook group.
Gerald?
Yeah, Gerald.
Yeah, that was a good joke.
Yeah, it was good. I feel good, to be honest.
I'm not wearing a tiara.
Yeah,
I thought something was different. I didn't hit the creek either, but I'm dressed like I'm going on fucking balls. Yeah. So
it's fine. Yeah, dressing it like I've just got this stand like this.
He's wearing shorts.
No, I'm not. But I am wearing my runners.
Do what you want.
Are they going to have handhelds?
You're asking the wrong girl, baby.
Anyway. Okay, we should try and find that. All right. Anyway, it's a daily talk show. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you in the Facebook group.
So can we do something cool in the Facebook group?
Yeah.
You have any ideas?
Yeah.
Thoughts, feelings, concerns?
You, Sebs?
Nah.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds about right.
Good chat.
See you tomorrow.
See you guys.
Bye.